starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Ellen! Ellen!
Yes?
Car just drove up. You expecting company?
No.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
My name is Walter Barton. This is my wife.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Won't you sit down?
We were told at a gas station in Calverton, Mrs. Miller, that you have a collie dog named Lassie.
Why, yes. She hasn't done anything, has she?
She's full grown, I understand.
Yes.
I want to buy the dog from you, Mrs. Miller.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lassie belongs to Jeff, my son, and she's not for sale.
Well, I'll be glad to get him another dog.
Well, Jeff doesn't want another dog, Mr. Barton. He's quite happy with Lassie.
Walter, perhaps if you explained the situation.
Well, my son is a war casualty, Mrs. Miller. He's been in an army hospital for 9 months. He's coming home Sunday, totally blind.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You see, he had a collie dog named Lassie. And, well, he's looking forward to a reunion with her, but she was killed a week ago by a truck. Now, that's why we want to buy your dog.
You see, Mrs. Miller, Dick's had trouble adjusting to his loss of sight. And the doctors tell us it's important that he find everything at home just as he left it.
I wish I could help you, believe me. But Jeff and Lassie are inseparable.
My son lost his eyesight fighting for his country. Mrs. Miller, I don't think you quite understand what that means.
A picture of my husband, Mr. Barton, Jeff's father. He was killed in action.
I'm sorry we bothered you. Come along, Grace.
Walter, I'd like to talk to Mrs. Miller alone. Among other things, I want to apologize.
No apologies are necessary.
I'll wait for you in the car. Bye, Mrs. Miller.
Goodbye, Mr. Barton. I'm terribly sorry. I don't know what to say. I feel so helpless.
Oh, no. Please don't be disturbed. I'm afraid my husband hasn't adjusted very well either. But that's my problem, not yours. You've already faced your problem and evidently solved it.
I'd like so much to help you.
I know you would. Perhaps you can. May I have just another few moments?
Of course. Do sit down.
Why can't they get another collie? Why can't they get one from a kennel?
Oh, they tried, honey, but there wasn't time to train a full-grown dog to answer to the name of Lassie. I told them they couldn't possibly buy our Lassie. But Mrs. Barton felt if they could borrow her for a few weeks, it might help their son get over the strangeness of coming home blind. And it'll give them a chance to tell him what happened to his dog.
What do you want me to say, Mom?
Just what you feel.
I don't even have to say it. You know.
Well, it'd work out anyway, Ellen. Lassie wouldn't stay there overnight, let alone 2 weeks.
She would if I told her to.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
Jeff. I can't expect you to feel as strongly as I do about this, but I do want you to know that it isn't often a person gets a chance to lend a helping hand where it's desperately needed.
What you're saying is you want me to give them Lassie for 2 weeks.
No, darling, I'm not saying that at all. The decision is entirely up to you.
It isn't really, because I know you want me to do it. You can't say no.
You can, and you have. I'll call Mrs. Barton.
Gramps.
Huh?
What'll I do?
Don't look to me, boy. She's your dog, and you've got to do the deciding.
Well, what would you do if she was your dog?
Well, Jeff, it don't work out that way. What's good for me might be bad for you. You see, there's no regular rules for living, like there is for playing baseball and checkers. We each got to make our own rules according to our lights. The Lord sets you down on earth and gives you a plow. But you got to cut your own furrow. And the way you cut it is what counts. Sure, we got to live with other people. We can't get along alone. But when it comes right down to it, it don't matter how anybody else feels. It's how you feel. Because the most living you're going to do is with yourself.
Thanks, Gramps.
I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Barton, but...
Mom!
Would you hold the phone a moment, please?
I thought it over. They can have Lassie for the 2 weeks.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, Mrs. Barton, but Jeff just told me that you can have Lassie for 2 weeks. Oh, no, it was his own decision. I'm sure you will. Yes, anytime. Fine. You're very welcome, Mrs. Barton. Goodbye. They'll pick Lassie up in the morning. May I tell you something, sweetheart? I'm very, very proud of you. Lassie a great deal, haven't you?
But I didn't say anything, did I?
No, sir. You were a good sport about it.
All the kids at school say I'm dopey for letting...
Hello? Bad connection. Hello, Mr. Barton? This is Ellen Miller. Ellen Miller. I'm calling about Lassie. I said I'm calling about Lassie. You'll have to speak louder, Mr. Barton. We seem to have a bad connection. Yes, I can hear you now. What was that? Would you repeat that, please? Yes. Yes. But why didn't you call us? I said, why didn't you call us when it happened? No, she hasn't. No.
Mom, what is it? What's wrong?
I don't understand why you didn't call us, Mr. Barton. It seems under the circumstances, that's the least you could do.
What's all the shouting about?
Very well. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
Lassie hasn't been at the Barton house for 2 weeks.
What?
She ran away the first night she got there.
What exactly did he say?
I told you. She ran away the first night she got there.
I don't believe it. If she ran away, she would have come home.
Then why didn't he call us up?
I don't know. It's all my fault. Don't blame the Bartons. Blame me.
It isn't anybody's fault, Mom.
Well, there's only one thing to do. You and Jeff have got to drive over there and find out face to face what happened.
Now, what good will that do? It's been 2 weeks.
Well, maybe somebody picked her up. Could be she hurt herself coming home, and someone's nursing her. You got to inquire around. We can't stand here doing nothing.
All right. I'll go change my clothes. Put on a clean shirt, Jeff, and wear your suit trousers.
Thanks, Gramps.
Hey,
We'll search every inch of the ground between here and Capital City to find that dog. Now, don't worry about hurrying back. Find out all you can. Hello? Who? Yeah, this is George Miller. What? Yeah, I'm listening. Wait. Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Will you? Hold on. Ellen!
Lassie? Lassie?
Send her back, Jeff.
Lassie?
Girl, go back to him. Go back to him.
Who's here? What's all the excitement, girl?
Mrs. Miller, I called you the moment I learned what my husband had done, but you just left. I spoke with Mr. Miller.
Mother, is that you?
Yes, dear.
I heard a car drive up and Lassie got excited and ran off. Who was it?
We have some guests. I'll bring them over in a moment.
Oh, all right.
Please come in. I must try to explain this to you.
I'm afraid there isn't much to explain, Mrs. Barton.
You're so right. I was shocked when I learned what Walter told you. Believe me, he's terribly ashamed. If for no other reason, please come in and let him tell you so himself.
Have you told your son?
No. And that's the tragedy. We've been putting it off. Walter promised to do it today, but he lost his nerve, and that's why when you called, he told you that fantastic falsehood. I'll tell Dick before you leave. Come, I want you to meet him. Dear, I want you to meet Mrs. Miller and her young son, Jeff.
Oh, please don't get up.
Happy to know you, Mrs. Miller.
Thank you.
And you too, Jeff.
Mrs. Miller and I are going in to chat for a while. Jeff, would you like to stay out here with Dick?
Why, sure he would. Sit down, Jeff. How old are you, Jeff?
11, going on 12.
Pretty grown up. That was you and your mother just drove in, huh?
Yes, sir.
Lassie seems to know you. Have you ever been here before? Jeff?
No, sir.
That's the first time she's ever run to meet anyone, isn't it, girl? Where is she, Jeff?
Right here.
Oh. She's sitting over by you, huh?
She just came over.
She seems to like you. Where do you live, Jeff?
On a farm near Calverton.
Well, do you have any horses?
Just a colt, but he's only 5 months old.
Dad has some nice saddle horses down the stable. Why don't you go over and see them? Take Lassie with you. Just follow the driveway around, or you can cut across the lawn. Go ahead. Girl, I'm not going to fall in. That you, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Let's sit down for a minute, huh, Jeff? She knew where I was, didn't she? We came down here for a walk almost every day since I got back from the hospital. I thought I'd try it on my own, see if I could do it. Was doing all right, too. You know, it's a funny thing about being blind, Jeff. After a while, you begin to sense things. I know exactly where you and Lassie are, even though I can't see you. I can hear you breathing. And I can hear Lassie panting. Blind people hear a lot more than others do. I guess that's because, well, when you can see, you get kind of lazy about listening. When you and your mother drove up, I could tell by the way Lassie barked that you were old friends of hers. She sounded so happy to see you. Lassie's really your dog, isn't she, Jeff? I've known all along that she wasn't my old Lassie. My Lassie had a funny little bump on her head between her ears. She used to like me to rub it. What happened to her, Jeff? Well, you can tell me. It's all right.
She was killed by a truck.
Oh. Well, the folks were afraid to tell me, so they bought your dog.
No, they only borrowed her for 2 weeks. But if you want to keep her here longer,
I... thanks. I wouldn't think of it. It was darn nice of you to let me have her for 2 weeks. But, well, she really belongs with you.
Would you like one of her pups next time she has a litter?
Oh, that'd be swell. You know, I was a little bit afraid about everything when I first got out of the hospital. But I think that Lassie, your Lassie, helped me get over it.
I'm glad.
What I really need is a seeing eye dog. And I'm going to get one just as soon as I can. But I'd still like to see you and Lassie. Say, maybe Dad could drive me over to your place, or you could come over here, okay?
Sure. If you like to fish, we could go fishing in the lake near our farm.
I'd like that. Well, shake on it, huh?
Shake.